With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. Senior Care Live is the nation's premier radio program, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. This is a safe place to get accurate and reliable information you can absolutely count on. And each and every week, we discuss important issues such as how to remain independent in your own home, how to find the right senior care community, how to pay for the high cost of senior care, and legal issues involving elder law and estate planning. We also discuss senior-related health issues and how to care for the caregiver. As always, if you have a question, you can reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. You could also visit online. It's a really good website, Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And without any further delay, want to introduce to you the good guys from Mr. Remodeler, Keith Blay and Mark Worth. And Keith and Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Great to be here.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. So we're gonna talk about a lot of stuff in these first two segments. And Mr. Remodeler is a home remodeling business, been in business almost 50 years. And Keith and Mark and John, I am not kidding, we're popping the top on some bubbly, call Uber in December, because we are going to celebrate your 50th anniversary. It'll be maybe one of your many celebrations, but I do want to recognize that and celebrate it on the air, if that's all right with you.
That's fine by me.
Appreciate that.
But I never say no to bubbly.
That's right. That's right. And so for any business to be in business and survive the first 5 years, let alone 10 or 20 or 30, but 50 years, that says all you need to know. We're going to talk about some jobs that we're recently working on. We're going to talk about preparing for the upcoming holidays. It's not too late, but listen, we're getting there. So write these numbers down. You're going to want to reach out to Mr. Remodeler, 913-362-7166. Or 816-453-3049. Online at mrremodeler.com. And here we are the last week in October. And then, boy, I'll tell you what, after that, it's downhill quick to New Year's Eve.
Yeah, we're looking at
pretty much,
you know, 8 weeks or something to Christmas.
And, yeah. Oh, Thanksgiving's a little bit late this year.
It's like on the 28th,
I think. Yeah, I don't know. It just sounds late to me. I don't know.
Yeah, it's extremely late.
Daylight savings didn't even happen until into November this year.
The third
or whatever that Sunday is. It's usually a little before Halloween. That even feels late this year. Everything feels late.
Yeah, but the weather's kind of nice.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yep. We've had a nice fall. So tell us about some of the, you said you've been working on some of the, a few jobs here recently. And for the purpose of this program, you know, we talk about primarily about remodeling your home, making modifications to age in place. However, you do all kinds of work that may not even be related to age in place. Like we talk about from the foundation to, you know, the shingles on the roof.
Well, yeah. And, you know, we've said before, we've got a lead time on projects. Right now, it's about 6 to 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. That's 6 to 8, not 68.
Yeah.
That being said, we had a lady call just last Thursday, I think it was, and she needed some grab bars. She was getting out of the hospital tomorrow.
Yep.
And she needed some grab bars and a handrail put in to get in from her garage. Mm-hmm. And we got someone out there Monday.
Yeah.
To take care of that.
Okay.
And it, you know, it was about a half a day's worth of work. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, it's taken care of. So, you know, when it's an emergency, when it's something, you know, that needs to happen, we can usually find a way to work it in.
Good. Good. And that's, and I'll tell you, so you just heard about a customer in really a critical need coming out of the hospital and needed you know, some minor modifications in the, you know, the grab bar, et cetera. And that, and falls are one of the leading accidents that will end you up in the hospital or worse. And I've heard, you know, my grandma fell and broke her neck. I mean, so it could be, it's a big deal trying to prevent falls and improve stability. But the bottom line is you just heard from the owner of a 50-year-old company that they jumped and they helped this lady out for something that's really, frankly, pretty minor. All right. So you have all these companies and we'll install a $50,000 bathroom and a $70,000 kitchen and all that. Well, guess what? You know, lots of folks can do that, but not too many remodelers and builders are going to jump and help a person with this small of a project. But guess what? Mr. Remodeler believes in building relationships and they helped this lady out. And then guess what's going to happen? The next time she needs help, who's she going to call?
Jericho.
No. I'm kidding.
But let's hope not.
Yeah, that's right. Not. but they're going to call. She's going to call Mr. Remodeler because Mr. Remodeler jumped and helped her out in a really critical time of need. Now I just think it's a big deal.
Well, we kind of pride ourselves on that. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, we talk about being proactive and think ahead, but we also understand, I don't know this lady's medical history or what it was, but it was a situation where she didn't have time to think ahead,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's...
'Cause stuff happens.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Day-to-day life happens, and, you know, it's not just older people. I mean, it can be somebody in their 20s or 30s mm-hmm. has an accident, whatever the case might be, so it's not... Not just as we age and things that, oh, we have to think ahead. Accidents happen, and hopefully we can help people.
Well, and, you know, I try not to be a hypocrite. And, you know, but when I had my heart surgery last year, I've told this story before, I'd been in the hospital 5 days before I remembered I didn't have any grab bars in my bathroom because I'd taken them down to paint. And maybe 6 days. And I immediately, you know, call one of the guys. I'm like, you got to put some grab bars up. I'm coming home tomorrow. You know, so, you know, when you're dealing with
medical
stuff.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I tell my son all the time.
That's right. That's right.
You know, so when you're dealing with medical problems, you can't always think ahead. That's why it's a good idea to try to when you're not. But, you know, like Mark said, life happens.
Sometimes that just doesn't work out that way. So.
Right.
Or if you have an advocate for you, that helps as well. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of situations where, and, you know, I think it's going to be coming up even more in the next couple of months of, oh, our father's coming and, you know, he needs a grab bar or he needs this or he needs that.
How are we going to get dad into the house? Because we have steps going into the house and... He can't do steps. How are you going to get him in and out of the house? So just something that simple that you take for granted and it's it's easy to do. It's also easy to forget. Oh boy, how are we going to do that?
Yeah, and I had a guy, I think it was maybe 6 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Just remembered he called up. His father was coming into town and was going to be using one of the bathrooms and he needs grab bars put in every bathroom. That was going to be a little harder to coordinate. And as we're sitting there talking on the phone, he said, you know, I really only need them in one. And the rest of them we can do whenever. And so I had a guy go out on a Saturday and you know, get it taken care of so that it was safe for his father when his father came into town. You know, and one of the things you mentioned, you know, $40,000 bathrooms, you know, $70,000 bathrooms. There are a lot of remodelers out there that just want to do these huge projects.
Yep.
We're kind of on the other end of that spectrum. We can definitely do those projects. But we're also fine just swapping out a shower, you know, shower for a tub, changing out a shower. I think I've done just recently several 48 by 32 fiberglass, all one piece shower units, pull them out, put in an Onyx base, mm-hmm. Onyx walls. You get those fiberglass units are pretty thick. So you can keep the same footprint and still gain some space.
Yeah. It's going to be a whole lot more durable that way with the Onyx products as well.
Right.
Well, and the other thing is sometimes too, I know I have a situation that sold the other day where, you know, they've got a limited amount of money to spend and it's like, okay, let's concentrate on what's the important thing. And it was the shower. Okay, well, we can do the vanities later. We can do the floor later. I mean, you know, we can start at
kind of do it in phases.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. And we have no problem with doing that.
And again, I won't put you too much on the spot, but you can give an estimate. You know, how much of your business is repeat customers?
It varies from year to year, but, you know, I mean, sometimes 50, 60%.
I was going to say probably over half of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you throw referrals in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so over half of their business is from, you know, repeat customers or current customers calling for the second or the third or the fourth different job or project, or maybe referring their friend, their family, their neighbor to Mr. Remodeler. You can't go wrong. They do business the right way. No project is too small for them. You are going to love them. 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049. And don't forget to visit online. I love the before and after pictures. It's stunning. It'll take your breath away. MRRemodeler.com. MRRemodeler.com. Let's not forget about our Senior Care Live question of the week. To do aging in place remodeling, the remodeler must be CAPS certified. Is that statement true or false? We'll have the answer right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Super easy to do. Lots of people do it. Go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the giant microphone right there on the homepage or the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect, and boom, you are in. It'll immediately start streaming to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have, and it really is super, super easy to do. All right, back to our Senior Care Live question of the week. To do aging in place remodeling, the remodeler must be CAPS certified. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is...
it's false. However, I would strongly recommend that you go to someone who does have some training. I mean, there's classes involved. There's financial commitment, obviously. So it's some dedication to not only our products, but the field and just trying to help people.
So and staying in touch with other people in the field. You know, at one point we brought on Dr. Brandy onto your show.
Yep.
You know, that's somebody we talk to fairly regularly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in fact, she and I did a thing for the Lions Club.
Okay.
A few months ago.
Yeah.
And that's how we developed an elevator.
Right.
Connection and, that we work with.
Okay.
So it's also part of kind of being part of that community.
Yeah. That is particularly interested in and focused on aging in place projects. So CAPS certification, we just kind of throw that around because we're really in touch with that. But that stands for Certified Aging in Place Specialist. And Mark, off mic during the break, you had mentioned you got your CAPS certification about 11 years ago. Is that right?
I think right at 11 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was in the fall, and I think last year was the 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
So, and at that time, there we were the only remodeling company in the Kansas City area that had the certification.
Yeah.
And I believe there were five or six people total, and most of those were occupational therapists, which there again, that's an important tool for our business because they can evaluate the person for us, and then we can adapt the place to that person.
And so you have access to a clinical occupational therapist who can give a frankly, an expert opinion on this person's capabilities and then what renovations or updates or changes need to be made for that person to safely, and then I'll also put a bracket around successfully, age in place and stay home.
A lot of times people are coming out of rehab and they'll have an occupational therapist there, and they'll, you know, if we can consult with them, it's very helpful, because I've had in the past, when you're dealing with a spouse or a loved one, they just assume that the person's going to improve and be back to where they were, you know, not every time, but, you know, they don't necessarily give you the true evaluation of maybe what that person needs.
Yeah.
So having that third party confirmation of, no, here's what they really need, that is helpful.
There's no doubt about that. Yeah. That third
kind of
party.
On the other end of that spectrum, if you get somebody in there that doesn't have the knowledge,
uh-huh.
you know, and isn't working with an occupational therapist, you know, they could think there are ADA standards that aren't there, like, you know, the height of a grab bar. If you're doing it in commercials a certain way, where when we're in somebody's home, you know, if the person's 5'2", the grab bar has to be in a different place than if they're 5'8" or 6' or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so it's very much geared towards what they need, you know, not some commercial specification.
And I would think that a lot of remodelers are just going by that ADA specs, if you will, and Mr. Remodeler goes that extra step and says, well, ADA specs, you know, this, the grab bar, just as an example, is this high, but, you know, what if you're 6'4"? That it's going to be too low for them. So you can make that adjustment in their home, and it's going to work out. It's just going to be much more efficient and effective for that person.
Yeah. And there's definitely a certain breed of carpenters that just doesn't want to admit they don't know something.
Yeah.
So
yeah, right. Right.
Pulling facts out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Some remodeling salesmen.
Yeah.
But we won't
yeah.
talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're interested in making some home modifications to your home, maybe it's for you. And maybe you're one of the 90%, according to AARP, wanting to stay home. You don't want to move to a senior care community and spend, you know, all the money that is involved there. You want to stay home where you have your stuff, your home, you know it, your view, near your church, near your friends, near your neighbors. Call Mr. Remodeler. They can take a look. They can do an analysis, an evaluation. They can give you a bid, an estimate on what it would take. They don't have to do everything at once. They can do it in phases. We can do phase one, and then in 6 months, we can do phase two and phase three. So they will work with you. They're flexible. They're professional. They are CAPS certified, and that's a really big deal. 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049. Online at mrremodeler.com. And talking about the price, I'll tell you what, we have some good places. We have some good care communities available, and obviously some of them not so good. I focus on the ones that are good with my business, Senior Care Consulting. But with some of these places, I'll tell you what, the cost is, it just feels like it's just spiraling out of control, frankly. We're talking $6,000-$7,000. You could go higher than that for some of these assisted living facilities. It's getting flat out expensive.
Well, I don't know. I don't doubt. I've been in a few. I've got an aunt that's in one up north, and it's not one of the real expensive ones, but they're super nice.
Yeah.
You know, they had a, about a year ago, a friend of mine, a guy I've known 30 years, his mother passed away, and they had a celebration of life at one of the newer ones up north.
Mm-hmm.
That place was amazing looking.
Yeah. Yeah. They're all these brand new ones are coming in. They're finished off. They're really kind of high end finished. And,
yeah.
And the price is following along with that.
Well, my mother's in one that's extremely nice, and it's $9,600 a month.
There
so,
you go.
Now that's full full care.
That's for long-term care?
Long-term care. That's not assisted living.
Now, is that a private room?
Yes.
Yep. So semi-private room in long-term care, otherwise known as a nursing home, you know, you're looking at about $6,500 to $7,500 for a semi-private room, which means you have a roommate. And then for a private room, $8,000 till you could go up to about $14,000 at some of these places. And that's not once, that's every single month. Mark, as you know.
Yes. Yep.
Well, and we can do a lot to make a person comfortable in a home for $14,000.
Yeah.
You know, we can do, heck, we can do a fair amount for $7,000.
Yeah.
Low profile showers or zero profile showers, zero entry. There's all kinds of things you can do to a home to just make it more safe, more comfortable.
Comfort height toilet.
Yeah.
Grab bars in all the right places. Maybe widen some doorways. Maybe look at ease of getting in and out of the home. There's so many things you could do for a month or two of a cost of living in a senior care community. Reach out to Mr. Remodeler, 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049. Online at mrremodeler.com. And Keith and Mark, thanks so much for coming in today. I really appreciate it.
Great to be here.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. We'll have more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with someone else, or heck, maybe you just want to go back and hear it again. No worries at all. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes in chronological order. So help yourself to that. Lots and lots of people do that. All right, on to my next special guest, Mr. Mark Squires. Look, you are going to, cue the the applause and everything. I tell you what, you're going to learn so much in these next two segments about Medicare, and some of it will surprise you. They call him the Medicare Whisperer for a reason, and you're going to learn why now. Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
It is so good to be back on Senior Care Live.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming in. And I'm glad you are so busy with your firm, First Choices Financial. Wise Choices. See, I knew I was going to screw that up. WiseChoicesFinancial.com, by the way. You're so booked, and you're booked. My mom and I are going to come see you in November, but I'm glad that this just worked out to where we could get you in here. So
I'm excited. When you called me and said, can you do this? I'm like, oh boy, the calendar is really jam-packed. But this is important enough information that I moved a couple of things around because I wanted to be here for your listeners.
All right. Thank you. If you want to reach out to Mark Squires, Wise Choices Financial, 816-841-9141. That's 816-841-9141. You can also visit online a great website, lifewithmedicare.com, lifewithmedicare.com. So, Mark, let's talk about the Medicare annual election period. We're already in it, which is just stunning.
It is a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is stunning. We're actually, what are we today? We're almost 2 weeks into it, 2 weeks through it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The Medicare annual election period is the period of time that a person who is on Medicare Part D coverage or has a Medicare Advantage plan with prescription drug coverage as part of that plan can look at the plans available for the following calendar year and, if they desire, can make a change to a new plan. And that change would become effective on January 1st. That's what it is. Now, it's easily marked by the sheer amount of junk mail that's coming to your mailbox, by the myriad of television commercials that are playing, half-hour infomercials all day long.
Yeah.
you pay for cable TV, then you get a paid message. It's amazing. Here's what you have to do. First of all, ignore the toll-free numbers on the television, period. Just ignore it. Ignore the junk mail that's coming. Just, you know, buy a cabin at the lake and paper the walls with it. I don't know. Just ignore it. Yep. Shred it. Get your name off it, but shred it. Look, that is all advertising. It is all as if somebody is trying to sneak into your house through your television or through your mailbox to try to get you to give them information so they can try to sell you something. This is not a good thing at all. What you need to do besides that is either go to Medicare.gov, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute,
yep,
or work with a local broker, whether that's me, my agency, or somewhere else. We've got a ton of good ones here in Kansas City, and there's a lot of them across the country.
But the best one is WiseChoicesFinancial.com.
Well, I don't say best. I say most appropriate. Yes.
It's the only one with Medicare Whisper. I mean, come on.
That's right. And one of my clients gave me that name, and I promptly trademarked it. So now, folks, you know I'm smart.
There we go.
But take a look at your coverage. Ignore the junk mail. I had one of my great clients sent me a panicked email today. He goes, "This is worse than usual. What's going on?" Well, there's a lot of changes coming to Medicare on January 1st, and the insurance companies and certain brokerages are taking advantage of that.
Yep.
I can't say that I blame them. Just don't fall prey to what they're pitching. Just because it says they have dental, just because it says vision, just because it says hearing, or just because it says transportation, you need to really dig in and find out what that is if you're interested in that. A great broker can help you wade through that. There is no such thing as one size fits all, pretty much in life, but especially in Medicare.
All right, so on to myth busting. Let's do it.
And now, myth versus fact.
All right. So there's a whole bunch of them. Mark, let's go ahead and roll through these.
Oh, you boy, folks, fasten your seatbelts. We are going to go on a ride here.
Yeah.
By the way, I want to wrap that up with Medicare annual election period does end on December 7th. So, folks, you've got a little bit of time. Don't wait till the last minute. You know better, but you got a little bit of time. Yeah. You don't need to panic. All right. So the rare times I get home to spend time with the most wonderful woman in my world, Tina, and we happen to be watching television, there are constantly commercials coming on telling me I need to call the toll-free number because they're going to, there's one that just really gets under my skin.
Mm-hmm.
A former CNN program anchor, Ron Dolan, is now representing the Weiss Report. And guess what? For $29 or $39 bucks, they will send you their report to tell you what you should do with Medicare and why you should buy a Medicare supplement.
Wow.
Every broker in the country does the same thing for free.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, we don't look like Ron Dolan, and I don't even know who he is, but we don't look like him, but that's okay.
Yeah.
We'll do that for you for free. Why would you spend $39, $29, whatever it is?
For a bunch of genericized information.
Exactly. And as soon as you do that, you know what they're going to do with your information, your name and your address and your telephone number? They're going to put it on a list, and your name is going to be sold over and over.
Your phone will never stop ringing.
Exactly. It's horrible. And they've even got Dr. Phil now. I saw one the other day. Dr. Phil.
No, not Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil. I want to go to him and say, "Hey, doc, how's that working out for you?" Most of those commercials, when you see them, you are not seeing anybody who knows the first thing about Medicare. What you're seeing is a nice-looking actor. This is why they don't let me do those shows, but Steve lets me come on the radio. A nice-looking actor, and that actor is doing nothing more than reading a script. What's their goal? To get you to call the toll-free number. Now, I don't know about you. I don't get my groceries from a grocery store in Utah. I get them from a grocery store here in Kansas City.
Right, locally.
Right. And believe it or not, I actually know the cashier whose line I like to go through at the Hy-Vee.
Yep.
I buy flowers every other Monday for my office, and I know Phyllis there at the floral counter.
Yep.
It's a relationship thing. You lock into Medicare, whatever plan you lock into, you are there. You're there for a year. Now, Medicare supplement rules are different, but we're not going to cover that now.
Yep.
Okay. Don't respond to an actor on the television who is just trying to get you to dial that toll-free number. When you get on the phone, they're going to start the high-pressure thing.
Well, and the actor is not going to answer your phone call either.
Oh, no. Dr. Phil is not going to answer.
No.
You know, Ron Dolan is not going to. And, you know, it's the same thing if you call about the life insurance thing. Chuck and Alex aren't going to answer the phone either.
Joe Namath is not answering his phone either.
No, he probably isn't.
No.
There is one commercial running around out there. Joe Namath called the whatever helpline that really helped him.
Yeah.
Folks.
It's very helpful.
Yes. First of all, Joe Namath didn't call a toll-free number. He has a financial advisor that helped him make this decision.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, don't fall prey to that. Just don't. But they're going to get on the high-pressure thing, and they're going to remind you over and over and over how you're going to run out of time. December 7th is coming, and you have to make a decision right now. No, you don't. No, you don't. And this is important stuff. Here's the other thing. Like we just said, you don't have a local point of reference, point of contact when you have a question. Just this afternoon, I received an email from one of my longtime clients. I got a bill from a doctor's office from services providing. It was April of 2018. He just got a bill. What do I do with this?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, well, that's all right. I know how to take care of that.
Yeah.
But if you call that toll-free number again that you called before, you're going to get right back to the person who's trying to get your name and number. They can't help you.
And they're not going to help you. And let me just say this. We only have a couple of minutes left, but you know, I connect with Mark on social media and all sorts of other ways, but Mark is constantly doing extra things for his clients and asking questions and seeking information and advice for on all kinds of things not related to Medicare, just because, guess what? He cares about his clients and he's taking care of them. And that is some of these 800 numbers, they're not going to do that, period.
Well, it's a call center in the basement of a building somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
With a whole bunch of people who are going to answer phone call after call after call just to trying to get your information. And what they're going to do is what's best for their company, not what's best for the Medicare beneficiary.
Yep. Okay. All right. Absolutely. And one more myth. Medicare will pay for my hourly non-medical in-home assistance. It is stunning how many people, and these are smart, educated people, they really think it pays for that. But what's the fact?
Oh, the fact is Medicare will not pay for in-home assistance. Medicare will pay for certain types of in-home medical care. That would be a licensed medical professional. But as far as in-home assistance, to wash the dishes, companionship, sweep the floors, 100% absolutely not. A couple of the Medicare Advantage plans have added that as a benefit to entice people to go with them. But that benefit, let me tell you, folks, is very, very, very limited.
Yeah, so it's one of those benefits that sounds wonderful, but where's the beef? It's the old Wendy's commercial. There's just not much to it.
Right.
So it's really more like kind of like a hook. So anyway, folks, that is a fact.
For more information about the facts, stay tuned to this program or contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
We'll have more with Mark Squires right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. Back to my friend and special guest today, Mr. Mark Squires with Wise Choices Financial. We're talking about Medicare today. I always call it open enrollment, but technically it's the Medicare annual election period, October 15 through December the 7th. Do not put this off. Just reach out to Mark and the great team over at Wise Choices Financial, 816-841-9141. 816-841-9141. 841-941-9141. I'm taking my own mother in November, early in November, to see Mark, and we're going to get her changed out of her overpriced Medicare supplement into something much more reasonably priced. So do what I'm doing with my own mom. Call Mark, 816-841-9141, online, lifewithmedicare.com.
That's it. And I really take that as a high compliment that you're bringing your mother in. Because first off, we know that if it doesn't go right, you're going to own it forever.
Right.
At least it's not your mother-in-law. See, that gets a little bit worse.
Well, that's it. That's even worse. So, because then I got the wife involved.
but when somebody in the community that has your stature, you know, is willing to trust me with your mother, it really means a lot to me and my whole team. We're all excited. We've been talking about it.
Okay. So all right. Awesome.
We are very excited about it.
Awesome. Well, and I'll tell you what, you know, a lot of the, and I'm not throwing everyone under the bus. There are a lot of great brokers out there doing the right thing. But frankly, I think a lot of them are they lean towards trying to sell, you know, what makes them the highest commission, not necessarily what's the right product for the client. And you brought up a plan N that I have never heard of in my entire lifetime. And I think that's an example.
Yeah, it is.
Of doing the right thing.
Yeah, N's or high deductible G plans. A lot of brokers don't talk about those. It's a lower premium, and we're paid on commission.
Yeah,
and for me, it's never been an issue. We're going to do what's right for the client, and that's why I'm on Senior Care Live, because Steve heard about me from somebody and invited me to come on a couple of years ago, and we've been on a few times. But if I didn't do the job right, if I didn't have the reputation for doing what's right for the client,
you wouldn't be on the show.
I wouldn't be on the show, and more importantly, I wouldn't be helping your mom.
That's right.
So that's just, you do the right thing and money takes care of itself. And I've proven that in my short 58 years of life.
That's right. That's right. Well, let's talk. We only have about 6 minutes left. Time flies when you're having fun, right?
It does.
You mentioned that there was a major update to I can't believe we're even talking about this. The Medicare website has some changes and now it's not going so well.
So Medicare decided they needed to make the Medicare.gov website more navigable and easier to use. So
in air quotes, easier to use. Yeah, yeah.
So they hired a firm to do exactly that. And while I don't have any problem with young people, they're, you know, that's great.
They
work hard and they're great people, but they don't experience what we who are older people experience in terms of tactile things.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did a system reboot where they redesigned it and with an effort to make it easier. And it's not. It's much, much more difficult. Mm. It's not intuitive for an older person. It is probably very intuitive, as I say, as for a 30-year-old software engineer in his mother's basement. It's probably fantastic. But what we found is every day, we actually, in the broker world, we have a special email address to Medicare, and we are finding errors every day. And that program is changing on an hour-by-hour basis. There's very limited accuracy, and they're working on it. I'll give them kudos for working on it, but it's you can't depend on the information. If you're going to make a decision about paying for your health care for a year, you better have some accuracy there.
Yeah, or you better have someone like Mark Squires interpreting that for you with no data errors and helping you understand what you have, what your options are, and this is what it looks like with when you change. And Mark, I imagine you probably meet with some people and you say, you know what, you're in the best plan for your situation. You probably say that as well.
Yeah, I do. And we always follow that up with, did you notice what just happened here? You just met an insurance agent who didn't try to sell you something.
Boom.
if it's right, why change it?
Yeah, yeah.
There's just no reason to do that. If I run into one of my clients or somebody I met in the grocery store, my hope is they'll smile and go, there's my friend Mark, not, oh, head for the baby food aisle. He'll never go over there.
Right, right, yeah.
That's my dream whenever that happens. But one thing I do want to ask you people to do, go to MyMedicare.gov, not MyMedicare.com. Don't do that, but MyMedicare.gov, G-O-V, and go ahead and sign up for your own MyMedicare account. It's going to make your life much, much easier. If you need help doing that, I can't really do it for you, but you know, there's a lot of help out there. If you call my office, if you don't remember that address, call the office. We'll give it to you. It's MyMedicare.gov. Cassie, who is the director of First Impressions, who answers our phone, will be glad to give you that information. Again, we can't legally set it up for you, but we can at least get you started.
All right. MyMedicare.gov.
Yes.
I need to do that for my mom.
Yes.
before we come see you, and then just set up your own account. How does that help?
Oh, all the data's there. So okay. All the your prescription drug data. So you may be a medication that you forgot that you're taking, and it's right there. And you can even go through and set up another part of it called the Blue Button account. I don't want to geek out on everybody that has almost live records of your claims instead of waiting for the explanation of benefits in 4 months. It's as close to live as you're going to get from the government.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. That I
we chased a rabbit there.
Yeah. Well, I had no idea about that. I'll be doing that for my mom. Mm-hmm. Okay. In about 2.5 minutes, let's just review the 7 reasons to work with a local Medicare broker.
Oh, that's thank you. That's fantastic information. First of all, a local broker is going to have access to multiple companies. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It's not just one company. They have multiple companies. And the great ones, we know what's going on with the companies. We know that if we start to see rate increases on the coast, eventually the rate increases are going to show up here. And my system actually has access to analytical data for premium adjustment history, rate increase history. Multiple companies is very important. Brokers do not charge a fee for Medicare consultations. We can't. It's
period.
It's illegal.
Yeah, yeah.
And even if it was legal, I wouldn't do it. It's not the right thing. But I don't look good in orange jumpsuit, so I'm not going to do that.
Yep.
But brokers cannot do that. Again, we mentioned it earlier, a local point of contact, not a toll-free number, a local point of contact, somebody who cares about you because we're in the same community with you. We have flexibility. We can tell you the difference between Medicare Supplement and Medicare Advantage and which way is going to give you a better overall healthcare outcome. It's not about premiums. It's not about copays. It's about not being financially devastated if the worst happens, and we can set that up for you and build it so it works with your budget. Reason number 5, periodic reviews. We don't do a plan application and go away.
Yep.
I don't mow grass at home, but actually Tina mows the grass. No. But it's not like I'm doing this for 3 or 4 months and then I go away and do something else for the rest of the year. I'm in business. That office is there 365
every day.
Days.
Yep.
Yes, every day. Advice on changing coverage. People call me and they'll say, hey, my premium just went up. Do you think I should make a change? Well, it's not a yes or no. Let's talk about you. Let's talk about your budget, your lifestyle, your health. And most importantly, the ability for us to find money-saving programs. We want to keep as much money in your pocket as possible. Like I said, I'm paid on commission, but I'm still going to do the right thing because I know you're going to come back if I do the right thing. And I know you're going to tell people, and therefore I don't have to advertise.
That's right.
So that's the 7 reasons you want to work with a local broker. Even if it's not Mark Squires, find a good, reputable local broker to do your business with.
I would recommend calling Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer, 816-841-9141, or online at lifewithmedicare.com. Mark, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. Great information.
Thanks for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
All right. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.